Hello, everybody, and welcome back to today's episode of the Chicago Sports Insider Podcast. Let's start today's episode off talking about the Chicago Cubs, who were defeated 6-5 by the Washington Nationals yesterday. The game ended in the bottom of the ninth inning when Yadiel Hernandez hit his fourth home run of the season to walk it off, but Rafael Ortega did tie it up in the top of the eighth inning with a two-run home run scoring Wilson Contreras. That was his sixth of the season, tied it at 5, but unfortunately, Cubs cannot come away with the victory. Cubs starting pitcher Albert Auzelay went 5 innings, allowed 7 hits, 4 earned runs, 4 walks, and had 4 strikeouts. He has now got a 4.85 ERA on the season. All right game from the Cubs overall. They had 5 hits on the game. The best performer, though, was Rafael Ortega, who went 4-for-4 with 5 RBIs on the game. He has been getting hot as of late. He is now on the season hitting .319 with 6 home runs and 15 RBIs with a .918 OPS. He will definitely be the center fielder for the next foreseeable future for the rest of the season for the Cubs. They will next play on Tuesday in Colorado. On the mound for the Cubs will be Zach Davies, who's 6-5 with a .439 ERA, and then on the mound for the Rockies is going to be Kyle Freeland, who's 1-6 with a .452 ERA on the season. That game will be at 7:40 in Colorado on Tuesday. Now let's turn to the Chicago White Sox, who defeated the Cleveland Indians 2-1 to win the series. It was a very, very slow game with very little offense, only 8 hits combined for both teams. But that did not matter because Brian Goodwin hit his 6th home run of the season, his second straight, his second in back-to-back games, which would give the Sox the walk-off victory 2-1. The game, Miles Straw would take the lead for the Indians, hitting a home run in the top of the 3rd inning, but Jose Abreu would be hit by another pitch. He's been hit multiple times this season by the Indians. That's almost his 3rd this series. So that would score Brian Goodwin. But Brian Goodwin, what a absolute moonshot to right field. Wins the game for the Sox. Sox starting pitcher Jimmy Lambert went 3 innings, allowed 2 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, and had 2 strikeouts. But Ronaldo Lopez continues his tear in the bullpen. He went 3 innings, allowed 1 hit, and had 4 strikeouts. He now has a 1.29 ERA on the season ever since he's entered the Sox bullpen. Could he be a reliable piece to this team in the future in the bullpen? I'm not really sure, but there's a chance he could. Sox will next play on Tuesday against the Kansas City Royals in Chicago. On the mound for the Sox is Dylan Cease, who's 7-6 with a .414 ERA on the season. And then on the mound for the Royals is Chris Bubik, who is 3-4 with a .458 ERA on the season. That game's at 7:10. That will be a 3-game series against Kansas City before they take on the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Now let's turn to the Chicago Bulls, who are rumored to be looking to acquire Lonzo Ball on free agency. They were apparently, it was apparently a rumor that the Bulls were extending a 4-year, $80 million offer to Lonzo Ball. But apparently now there is rumors that a sign-and-trade could possibly happen, or a 3-team deal could possibly happen, a 3-team deal which would involve New Orleans and then the Charlotte Hornets. The move would be Lonzo Ball would end up in Chicago, Devontae Graham would end up in New Orleans, and then Thomas Satoransky and Josh Hart, as well as draft capital, would end up in Charlotte. So obviously Charlotte would get a good haul there. Satoransky, a solid bench piece, and then Josh Hart, same thing with him, could even be a starter, and then the draft capital. So Devontae Graham would head to New Orleans from Charlotte, and Lonzo Ball would head to Chicago, which would not be a horrible move at all. But this is just a rumor at the time. Now, there's still rumors that the Bulls are considering going after Dennis Schroeder, DeMar DeRozan, or Spencer Dinwiddie. But Lonzo Ball does seem like the best option. He has been linked to the Bulls for a while now, ever since last season. So it would make a lot of sense for Lonzo Ball to head to the Chicago Bulls. And that's going to do it for today's episode of the podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.